preparation for farming in 2019 has become higher as a result of the prevailing peace. You remember 2018, in March up to May to June, some areas were contentious, were not accessible by farmers, so it reduced production in 2018. So with the prevailing of the peace, the signing of the revitalized peace agreement, it has given, I hope, for the citizens of Gudwe State, including the farmers, at least to realize that 2019 is going to be a good year.
Yeah, at this juncture that peace is prevailing and people have high hope that if peace continues to prevail, there's going to be bumper harvest. On the government side, what do you think is needed to be done by the government to improve this situation?
You know, holding into the peaceful, conducive environment is government priority. To ensure that security is paramount. As you could see, our governor, Daniel Badabu, always speaks about now holding into the existing peace without giving any room for any other encroachment of whatever situation that could be. So the peace that has been signed is a hope, and then, of course, all of us have to work for it. We have to ensure that nothing comes in between us with all the other forces to break that peace. So once that peace is there, it is existing, meaning that the movement, the aspiration, whatever activity people are planning to do, they will do it because now there's peace.
Okay, this is a region which used to be called breadbasket for the country, and it has taken long that the breadbasket is not seen. Do we foresee this coming?
It is seen. I'm telling you, Felix Kete is the name of the Greater Western Equatoria. To be a breadbasket is still holds. We have enough food. We have never heard of any malnourished challenges in the state. You have never heard about somebody dying of hunger, meaning that we have food in surplus. The only challenge that makes you not to see that now food is available is access to the road. So we have surplus of food. Last year and early this year, the program for aggregation center for WFP, you hear that maize are being purchased. Maize is available in the rap hall here. Being purchased from here, then I'm telling you, the name of breadbasket, Sudan feeds Sudan by that time. Now, South Sudan feeds South Sudan, it has been realized here in this state.
Yes, as the Minister of Agriculture, and you have seen for yourself what farmers are trying to do during this peaceful atmosphere, what could be their major challenge that you think may hinder their bumper harvest as expected?
You know, there are certain man-made disaster, and then there are natural disasters that also sometimes hampers the farming. So in the natural disaster, we see that, like last year, we saw the encroachment of fall armyworm that affected most of the farmers. That was the major effect that affected farmers. So this year, we also looking, of course, the other one that was the insecurity, that was a man-made disaster, that one was addressed already. But now we need to address the issue of the natural disaster that could affect the farmers. And we also look at what could be the other possible challenge that could come.
Yeah, farmers are at the level of bush clearance right now. What message do you give them?
In fact, every day and every time that I go to the farm, because me, I'm a field man. So the most important message to farmers this year, which I've already been saying, in that each individual, each household must have a fedan and above. And I'm also encouraging the working class, the government official, whatever, don't just remain waiting for the money that comes from the salary, go to the farm, so that now we eliminate hunger in this region. The motto of this state, the motto of the Minister of Agriculture in this state is 2020, we have to be food exporters, not importers anymore. We want to stop importing food by producing more food.